In terms of skills that we're looking for, I think that when you apply to any job, it's going to ask you for some basics, like C, C++, you know, whatever the skills might be. So it's important to have the majority of those skills, definitely, when you do apply to a job like that. And basically the way you see it is, you know, you're all pretty much, all things the same. You're sitting in the room, you know, you have your degree in front of you, as a lot of the other students in your classes will have the exact same thing. So what we look for, I mean, obviously, you know, you would have the technical skills, but we're looking for people with, you know, problem-solving skills, analytical skills, you know, people that are able to see the big picture, you know, also people that are really innovative, stuff like that. So when we look at somebody's resume, you know, we do look for these things that stand out, because aside from just putting your job, you know, or sorry, your, you know, your work experience, we're looking for, you know, if you have any past work experience, past work terms, a lot of students don't. So that's what we really heavily rely on, your extracurricular activities. I think that's a piece that just kind of fell off the resume somewhere down the line that a lot of people omit, but it's really important for us to see you as a student, you know, kind of the whole picture. So definitely we take a look at that. Something that's new with IBM as well is for any jobs that are 12 to 16 months, or just 16 months, we do require you to take a general aptitude test. So this is definitely something, like, if you apply to the role, managers will look for your score. We're not sticklers for the scores, and we don't really care about your GPA, to be honest with you. Your GPA, I mean, as long as you're on good academic standing, then we consider you, but it's definitely something to include for sure.
So, very often things that we're looking for is pretty similar. So, we're generally looking for problem solving skills, that's number one. Number two, often what I look for, especially because we're in the software focus, I like to see people that work on their own personal projects and just kind of things they've tried to tackle on their own. So it shows a lot of potential things, like initiative, areas of interest. In terms of general skills, again, most of those skills are really kind of general. So, we really like to grow students into each specific role. So really, if you're a depth thinker, you can handle pressure, that's probably kind of a person type, because we really want to throw you into a real work environment the way it really is. So you know, we'll try to find out, just by talking to people and getting comfortable with interviews, just see how you perform. You know, obviously with the exam that's going on, so I'll feel that anyway. The other type of things that I like to look for is also just outgoing, and they actually can get along with other people that we're working with, that sort of loving, you know, that needs the value of later on. On your resumes, don't underestimate listing your own personal project. That's actually kind of this kind of work. Another thing which I see with the thing that avoid is putting exaggerating skills, which is also common. Because when you're interviewed, it will come out.
I would say, you know, basically the same thing. We do look for a resume, we look for a transcript. When in doubt, it's always great to have a cover letter for sure. One kind of thing that we've been seeing lately is on the cover letter, sometimes it'll be like, to whom it may concern at Apple. Make sure you have the right company name on the cover letters, because this is a common problem that we do see. Also, with your resumes, try not to make them novels, because I find as a recruiter, when we go through it, you know, we're constantly searching through these paragraphs. It's nice if it's just bullet form, like these skills, which is really great. And also in our application tool, it says, when did you start your education and when are you expected to graduate? I would say 40% of the people that fill it out put the graduation expected date to today's date, which actually can limit you in certain screening that gets done. So we currently manually screen this, but I know with many other employer websites, if you do put that your graduation date is February 10th, because it's today's date, then other companies may screen you out. Currently, we are doing this manually, so, but definitely something to consider.